All right, you mob, welcome back to Feel Good Noongar Radio. We are coming to you live from Tandanyanga in Victoria Square here for the NAIDOC Family Fun Day. We are joined now by Uncle Jeffrey Newchurch, who led the speeches today up there for the march. And welcome, Uncle.
Thank you.
Enjoying the day today so far?
Always love NAIDOC, always. You know, the Shun... spirits shone for us today, kept the rain and the wind away from us, and you know, all our beautiful people, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal, all rocked up, and yeah, it was, you know, just a tremendous and very powerful day today, you know, especially being up there at Parliament House, you know, with, you know, our brilliant young women, you know, getting up and talking, and very emotional, you know, for one of our young ladies there, you know, so good. And then, you know, out of the blue pops up one of our, you know, women from the Anangu, from Alice Springs, wants to have a two bob say. So that was most powerful.
And that was good of the young lady, forgot her name, she was the state coordinator.
Rani. She's part of it there. She's from the Adnyamutna, and, you know, more recently she paid tribute to... the passing of the great Uncle Cliffy Coulthard, you know?
Yeah.
Great works that he'd done up there for his people and for South Australian people.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, where are you sitting on the yes vote there, Unc? Or the voice vote?
I've been working behind the scenes for, you know, young Dale and the state government. I'm most certainly for the yes vote if we don't take that opportunity to, you know, get our people and get the non-Aboriginal people supporting us, you know. I don't think, you know, we'll have this opportunity. Environment's right, you know, and you know, if you don't take it, you know, we can't be in a position of denial no more.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And it's not like, see, a lot of people still don't know this, that they're thinking that Aboriginal people are going to come in and infiltrate the government and take over and all this stuff. It's the smallest of gestures that we're asking for, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's, you know, a profound fear that they carry on us. You know, all we want is, you know, our rightful position. You know, we know we have to live with the non-Aboriginal. We know, you know.
Walking in them two worlds, isn't it?
You know, and, you know, this is when you see, you know, your young generation here, you know.
Yeah.
We've got that balance. You know, young people, you know, multicultural.
Yeah.
Hey, Bianca.
Yeah.
They walk together. They share things. They do things together. You know, and if we don't take this opportunity, you know, we don't take this opportunity to be together, we're not going to heal. And you know, behind the scenes, you know, and that's what I do is, you see, Kai, I'm walking past there. You know, we got to have people healers, and this is what this allows us to do: Aboriginal healers and non-Aboriginal healers. You know, so that's how we get this message out. And the state's been very good with us. They've put the voting back for our voice here till next year, you know, so our people can get a better understanding, and even some of the non-Aboriginal people. So it's critical, you know, that, you know, we get this yes vote over the line, you know, because as I said to, I spoke to Lendlease, a multi-cumperal, the other day, and if we don't support a yes vote, you know, it's a multicultural country, you know, and the numbers as Australia grows into the future will be inundated with multicultural people, you know. So that's the importance of doing it. And if we go into a republic, you know, we don't want to have, you know, that question lingering on, you know, about the Aboriginal question, you know. So we know what's rightful, so, you know, take that fear away, because, you know, we as Aboriginals have a fear too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Uncle, what's NAIDOC Week mean to you?
Oh, I go back, you know, it's coming together of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal. And, you know, I grew up on a community of Point Pierce, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we only, you know, see our people at football games or carnivals or you know, majority of times at funerals, you know?
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So to have a celebration like this where, you know, you've got Aboriginal people from all over Australia here, you know, some South Australia. You've got non-Aboriginal people walking together with us.
Yeah.
Very powerful, you know? But
absolutely.
It, it's an healing process, you know, yeah. And we don't know it, you know, so that's the beauty of it. I just love NAIDOC Day, and, you know, like I said, I'm a big part of NAIDOC because they get me, you know, leading it now and being there, you know, being that voice, bringing them together and, you know, connecting them and just having the simple things, you know, of coming together. So it's you know, an enthralling day, but, you know, an uniting and connecting day where we, as a community, you know, celebrate that together with our Aboriginal communities.
Absolutely, and it's good getting out and seeing all the mob and catching up with everybody as well, isn't it?
I love it, love
me
it.
Too.
You couldn't be it, you know, like, you know, there's that commercial, Happy Little Vegemite, you know?
Yeah.
And get on a swing, aeroplane jelly.
Yeah, that's
aeroplane jelly for me.
Deadly Uncle, thank you for giving us your time today, and we really appreciate it, and we hope that you enjoy the rest of the day.
As always, thank you.